Boom, dreaming of a tech Christmas with Fevzy Turkow by my side. How are you, Fevzy?
Sorry. I've made plans.
I don't often sing, but you know, I just felt it was time.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Am I allowed to say that now?
Well, we've got 3 weeks to it. I think it's all a little premature.
We've had snow. Yes,
I think we're peaking too soon. In fact, there's a story in one of the newspapers today about people's stress and the fact that they start off by loving it, and then by the time a couple of weeks of being bombarded with Christmas tunes and all the rest of it transpires, then they get stressed. I mean, it's everything stresses us these days, but they get stressed after a couple of weeks. So maybe we should put it under wraps a little and formally unveil it next week. I don't know. What do I know about anything that's worth
knowing? The internet has done me good in that respect, because I no longer go down busy shopping streets, I have to admit. I just do it all pretty much all online, unless I get a specific request for something I can't buy online. And I love the Christmas adverts as well. Yeah, I think they're masterful, some of those.
Yeah, but so. The streets miss you, Fevzy. Now, lots of stuff to talk about. I just want to get into something that's in the BBC News here. The BBC's line is that the UK National Cybersecurity Centre has told government departments not to use antivirus software from Kaspersky Labs if their computers contain sensitive national security information. What is this all about?
Yeah. Okay, so Kaspersky is a company registered in Russia. You may guess it from the name.
Well, it kind of sounds like a chess player, doesn't it?
Yeah. But also the maker of some very good antivirus software, and it's software that we've recommended, and you know, amongst others, for a long time, based on its sort of technical capabilities, reliability, and all the rest of it.
And I thought they were American. I mean, they get lots of 5-star reviews. I thought it was an American company. It's a surprise to me to see that they're Russian.
Yeah, the problem is, the worry is that, you know, that they're within the grasp of, you know, the Russian government, and that they could be suborned in some way. And so for that reason, and because there are some reasons for suspicion, you know, governments and so forth have stop using them, or are in the process of stop using. The Americans have already done this.
I mean, of course, the boss of the company is saying that there's nothing to fear here, and there is no wrongdoing or any suggestion of it.
And the problem is, of course, that would be the response if it's true and if it's not true. And there's actually no way that we as mere mortals can tell. And because of that, I mean, this question came up on a tech phone-in on the BBC recently that I was participating in, and I had to very reluctantly say, you know, given that there are equally good options for which this concern has not been raised, on balance, it would be better to go elsewhere. And I really hate to say that, because, you know, from a technical point of view, which is all I can really speak to, you know, it's an excellent product. But these days I'm saying to people, you know, you could consider Norton, you could consider ESET, ESET.
But you're not telling people to uninstall it if they've got it, because some computers come with it.
I think it's a personal choice. I mean, not that many computers come with it. Most of them tend to come with McAfee, because they have trouble selling it, so they do the deal with the manufacturers.
Well, yes, I had a situation with them a few years ago where they automatically auto-renewed, which was very naughty. It came with
McAfee. Oh, they all do that. They all do that. It happened to a friend of mine. I'll give an example with Norton, so just to be unbiased. You can pick up a Norton antivirus for, say, let's say ten machines for 1 year. Yeah, so that would cover all your PCs and Android and iOS and all of that, for about £20. And yet she got auto renewed by Symantec, who's Norton product, for about £70 for 1 year for one machine.
You really do. I mean, if you, hearing this now, are not aware of this, you have to check what you're being billed for. And, you know,
I would say turn auto renew off.
Make a diary entry instead. I just go to PC World or another big store and I buy the little card there and I pay cash for it, and I do it that way every year. I never, ever do auto renew.
And in fact, you know what you can do, because you don't have to wait, oh, I haven't got time, I can't get down the shops. You can go onto, you know, Amazon or another great retailer and download. You get a choice. You can either buy the disc that they'll post you, or you just get an email with the code in and you enter the code and away you go, and that's it. You know, and much better value to because on renewal, if you're just auto renewing, then you're sort of you know, money in the bank for them, and they think they can charge you what they like. Mm. And I really and don't like it.
It's not just antivirus software companies that do this. There are many other companies that tie you into this sort of stuff. I think Skype even, you know, tries to get you to automatically renew.
Yeah, anything where there's a subscription. Yeah, if you stop Skype, first of all, when you tell them you're going to stop, they put you through to something called the retentions team, who have got the ability to retain you by making you a better offer. But in addition to that, if you unsubscribe within 2 months, you normally start getting 60% off deals from Skype.
But that goes for everybody. I mean, BT, I've got a deal with them, and there are other companies working the same way. Just check. I mean, you have to have eyes in your feet, but you've got to check the date when things are due to expire and ring the company. Yeah, listen, we've got loads to talk about.
With any negotiation, you have to be willing to walk away from it in order to.
It's like selling something. You know, you've got to be willing to say, I'm looking for £65. If you can't give me at least 60, I'm out of here. And you've got to do it. Now, lots to talk about. Not enough time, and that's my fault. Snoopers charter changes put forward. What's this?
Okay, so the government has proposed changes to the Investigatory Powers Act after accepting that some of the parts are inconsistent with European Union law. So just over a year ago, the government snuck in new law when everyone was thinking of Brexit and everything else. They snuck in some very intrusive legislation. You and I talked about it on this show where we said it was, you know, the most intrusive legislation of a state against its people, certainly in the European Union, most of the Western world. And the European Court of Justice said, no, this is incompatible. The government has now, a full year later, accepted this and is proposing changes, which are small, and as you can imagine, the minimum that they think they can get away with. In particular, the law enforcement did not need to seek independent permission to access communications data, and companies were being forced to keep all the data on us, who we communicate, when we communicate, where we communicate from.
That's the so-called metadata.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the metadata. But it was not, under these laws, it can be sought and used in the most trivial of crimes. There was no proportionality. So there's a suggestion that, you know, obviously the government's trying to fix that. There is, you wouldn't know it, and that's the reason why I stuck this in. There's a public consultation going on that no one knows about. It ends on the 18th of January. If you have a point of view,
that's astonishing. Yeah, so this is being done in our name. There is a public consultation. You can have your say, just like any local planning issue or anything like that. That's your democratic right, but it isn't being publicised.
Yeah. So if you go to the BBC website, go to the tech section, you will see the story that we're referring to there, and you can go and find the public consultation. And, you know, whatever your opinion, even if you think it's a jolly good thing, it's good that we have our say, and public consultations should be made more public. People should know they exist.
It's bad enough
that governments don't always listen.
I'm sure it's not a deliberate thing not to publicise this, but it could have been something we could have done with knowing about. Very quickly, Fez, we've only got 60 seconds now. The gadget of the week then.
Okay, so Amazon make a range of tablets called Fire tablets. They come in 7, 8 and 10 inches. The 10-inch tablet, which is one of the new models, has got a couple of special tricks. First of all, it's a 10-inch tablet that you can buy for £150, which is a bargain because it's a good tablet. I mean, it's not, it's not the build quality of an Apple iPad.
Well, that is cheap. Is there a catch?
Pretty good. Well, Amazon are clever because what they do is they subsidize it. First of all, you get adverts on the lock screen unless you pay, I think, an extra tenner or something to get away with the adverts. But also, it's a platform on which, you know, it's geared towards Amazon Prime users. So if you like audiobooks, if you like ebooks, you know, if you want to watch movies on it, from which you get on Amazon Prime, it's ideal for that. It's got a lovely screen, bright IPS. One really nice feature on the 10-inch, which doesn't exist on the other ones, they all have Alexa built into them, but the 10-inch model has Alexa powered by voice, whereas on the other ones you have to press a button.
Very daring of you to say that word. Okay, let's name it and give it your rating.
Okay, so Amazon Fire HD 10, £149 for the 32-gigabyte model, 4-star rating out of 5. Excellent.
Fevzi, thank you for that. If anybody wants to shoot the breeze with you, ask you a tech question, where do they go right now?
come and say hello on Twitter. I'll be there right now if you want to come and say hello, at Gadget Detective. If you've got, particularly if you've got a tech problem, or you need to know how you spent your money, or you're worrying that you've spent it in the wrong way and can the situation be redeemed, send me a tweet.
Right. Fevzi will be sitting there all day to do this. Thank you, because he's not going down the high street. Fevzi, thank you very much. Have a good week. As he said, we'll talk in 7 days from now.